This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this week's podcast, I was confronted by something very confronting.
Something astonishing at a party, James.
It wasn't astonishing.
I was frightened. It was horrendous.
Frightened? This is getting more and more dramatic as we go on.
Something happened at Chris's party on the weekend and I was frightened. Find out what. This is the Triple Threat podcast. Look, we're talking awkward party moments because... seriously, it happened over the weekend, and I'm very concerned for the welfare of
now, James,
the family.
This was at Christina's party. I didn't witness it, but I came back, and you were looking paler than usual.
I know,
you
which
guys
wasn't
are
hard.
So no. Dramatic.
It was quite confronting. So Christina had her party on the weekend, and it was at Christina's house.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely house in Beaumaris that mm-hmm. we've heard about for the last 6 months.
Ad nauseam.
Anyway, so it was quite early in the night, or maybe it was getting on. I think it was maybe around...
I have no idea what time it was.
No idea.
Couldn't tell you.
Like at a party.
And I witnessed a confrontation in the living room.
Mm-hmm. Confrontation at a party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was Christina, mm-hmm. and she was yelling at someone.
Mm-hmm.
It was someone dressed as Mario.
Which can only be one person, James. Somebody who would dress as Mario would definitely be somebody's dad.
Yep. Yes. And I can I add that I was dressed as a pink Power Ranger. So it was an auntie's party. So you witnessed a pink Power Ranger mm-hmm. yelling at Mario.
There was finger pointing.
There was finger pointing.
Oh. There was a raise of voice. And there were spectators. And I was in the living room. I had to leave the room because I felt awkward. And I ran to my friend. And said, oh my God, I've just seen Christina yell at Mario. I think the party's going to get shut down.
Oh, there's nothing worse than witnessing the beginning of the party being shut down.
I know. Like, I've seen it happen before.
Ah, so dramatic. So dramatic.
Expecting to hear everybody out.
Yep. That's it. No, I can't do the Italian voice.
Jess will do it, but it will be totally wrong.
It'll be Greek.
Go.
It's a me, a Mario. Everybody out.
No, that's too happy. Anyway, please, Christina, tell me, is everything okay in your household? I know that the party didn't get shut down.
No, it didn't.
So I was very
glad about
that.
For much longer after that.
Please explain.
Look, I want you to know, James, my lovely, that everything's fine.
Okay. I was very concerned.
It might be strange to you because you come from a really, you know, quiet Caucasian family.
You're very white.
You are. Hi to Anne listening, no doubt, James's mum. But we're Italian and we yell and we don't keep anything in.
Oh.
There is no, I wonder what he's thinking, or, I really wish I'd said that, you know, 4 days ago when it was on my mind. If there is anything, it gets yelled at. Like, it's said and you move on. And there's no hurt feelings. I can't believe
See,
you said
this
that.
This is totally foreign to me because...
There's just, we yell it out and we move on.
What was the yelling about?
Okay, well, Dad was concerned that the music was too loud because, as we said, we've just moved into the neighbourhood mm-hmm. and we don't want to be the party neighbours.
Normal.
You know.
Normal dad concern.
And he didn't want them thinking that we were the type of family that would always be having parties.
Yep.
Mm.
What my lovely dad didn't know was I'd already... done the letterbox drop. So everyone knew about it.
Okay.
I'd said on the letterbox drop, you know, to a certain time we're going to have loud music and then after that, blah, 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 we'll turn it down. Dad didn't know that. So he went and turned the music down, which doesn't.
In the middle of the dance floor while everybody's going.
Not allowed. So I just went and I let him know that there was no touching of the music until I said so. And you were really like taken back by it, but that's just a normal encounter for me.
No, like, if anybody yells in a Caucasian household,
I needed more party pies after that.
I don't think you did.
We are talking awkward party moments. After on the weekend at Christina's party, I witnessed Mario being yelled at by Christina.
Can I just also say that I'm not a yeller?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I don't think so. Maybe a yeller in terms of just chatting, but I would never go and yell at a friend or like I'm not aggressive. Yeah, I'm not angry.
I wouldn't pick you as an aggressive yeller.
No.
But your volume is. Let's just put it this way: on the board, I have to turn you a fair way down.
That's true. You do, yeah. And I do like to laugh and make a lot of noise. But I reckon I'm a product of my environment though, because when I've had, I reckon that the second I popped out of my mum, there was yelling.
Well, so there's a lot of yelling when that generally happens.
That's true.
A lot of screaming.
So I had no choice but to become a bit of a yeller.
Yeah.
So anyway.
We are asking you what your awkward party moments are. We've got the fabulous one here. Saying, my friend had a coming out party and forgot to tell his mum that he was gay. And when his mum got home from dinner, found him making out with a guy on the couch surrounded by dancing gay men.
Well, it also doubled as a surprise party then, so that was good.
So there we go.
That is definitely an awkward moment.
That's fantastic. That's if you're ever going to break the ice and then to have any confusion around it. So do you really think you're gay? Well, no, this is definite. I'm pretty certain about it.
Pretty certain. Dancing gay men, don't give it away.
I'm just picturing everybody in matching silver hot pants as well. Glitter everywhere. Oh, that is possibly the best thing.
I love how this person actually had a party to celebrate their coming out.
What, and why shouldn't they?
Like,
it's a party for everything.
Why didn't I think of that?
Is there a specific type of catering you do for that?
What, like little sausages?
You definitely don't have Frankfurts.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.